Welcome to Fun Friday here on KPCW. I'm John Burdick.
I'm Jan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Jan. And this is Fun Friday, your show to find out what's fun to do here in town. We have a few guests for you. We're going to talk about the year in review. And since it is over, this is our last show of the year, although we do have until next Tuesday until the year officially ends.
It's over. It is all over. At this point, you just kind of ride to the end of the year going, I'll drink something bubbly on...
I'll start that diet next Wednesday.
Yes. Next year is always a good year.
So we have some things to do. We have tickets to give away. So there are some, short track Olympic oval... trials, so we'll have some tickets to give away for that, and the long track, which is this weekend, and then the short track competition is next weekend. So anybody calling into the show today will get a Fun Friday gift. And we also have, since the year is ending and you might be doing some kind of New Year's Eve celebration, we have decided to get a mixologist extraordinaire. Mr. Casey Metzger will be on the air at 9:45 telling us maybe a few cocktails that you haven't thought of that you can feature, and you can look like a professional just like he is. So we'll get him on talking. And then we have another few guests that I warned you about last week. The Burdick clan has made it to...
It's a very fun Friday Burdick family reunion.
To Park City. So in about 10 minutes, I will have my sister Megan and my mother, Kathleen, on the air telling really bad stories, I'm sure, about me and the New Year's and Christmas.
I'm sure it's good.
Yeah. So we have that going on. And then I found one year-end story that I had to share for... our Fun Friday Frida, a.k.a. Monica, who has a obsession with bacon. And now, in case you can't find the bacon, they have 10 little piglets that have been created in China that glow dark under green. They glow green in the dark.
They glow in the dark.
They glow in the dark.
And they're
just
real
in case,
animals. It's not a toy.
No, they're using it as a DNA tracker for the creation of a protein in their bloodstream that helps people, hemophilia, to clot their blood. So
Effect is glowing in the dark.
I don't know if there's a side effect. It's actually designed so that they can track the blood proteins.
But you're glowing in the dark.
But you do have glow in the dark pigs, which I think is hysterical. In case it's early enough and the sun's not out, you don't know where that bacon's coming from. You can
find your glasses.
You can't just turn on the black light. Not like you
now
can't hear
the
piglet. Now
we have to create black light flashlights.
Yes. Well, that's our next. Right here on Fun Friday, you hear about all the ideas that come straight out of Jan's head.
Yes, directly to you. No forethought at all. And they'll just be lost in the next few minutes.
Perfect.
Also, we have some things to do, things going on this weekend. And we also have, chosen our favorite crazy criminals for the year.
So at the end of the show, we always highlight a crazy criminal, somebody that has chosen a life of crime but doesn't really have the most brain power. So we have kind of gone back in the year in review, and Jan has picked her favorites, and I've picked a few of my favorites, and we will share those with you at the end of the hour.
Maybe we could share them throughout.
Throughout.
Like the favorites.
Okay, so we'll start right off the
Pick
bat
one.
With what's your favorite. This one I'll put right out here was Jamie Neal, 41, the British guy that decided to rob a convenience store in Cornwall, UK, but instead of a disguise, he wore a clear plastic bag.
Yeah,
over
that was
his
a
head.
Good one.
So that guy made my list as to the idiots this year that have chosen the life of crime.
Quick, put this bag over your head. They won't recognize you.
They won't even recognize you. It just happened to be clear, and he got a nice mugshot on the security camera of the convenience store he decided to rob, or the gas station. So he's a good one. Let's pick one of yours. What was one of your guys that you liked?
One that I liked was the guy who tried to return a printer.
Oh,
and
yes.
It had counterfeit bills inside.
So
he buys the printer, prints counterfeit bills, and then decides he's going to return it.
Yes, because it wasn't printing them clear enough, I guess.
Yeah, there was some issues with the
counterfeiting on his laser printer.
And he left the piece of paper in there that he was trying to,
he left the counterfeit bills in there.
Yep.
And I do believe that in a related story, there was another guy that was making counterfeit bills but decided to put Abraham Lincoln's face on the $100 bill. But the the award goes really to the guy at Walmart that took the $100
yes.
bill and gave him change.
yeah.
I don't know.
The guy went back to the same store and used it again.
Yeah, that's when he got busted.
Silly rabbit.
Silly rabbit.
Counterfeitings for kids.
kids.
oh, thanks, crazy criminals. That is definitely one of my favorite. There's a few other ones. We'll get to that. There's real things going on.
There are.
But I'm going to kind of promote the KPCW New Year's Eve things.
Okay, so on New Year's Eve, Tuesday night.
Yep, if you decide, you know what, I don't want to go out, I'd rather stay home and relax and enjoy. So keep the radio on, because from 10 to midnight, we will stay on the air, even though it's a weekday. We mm-hmm. usually only do that on the weekends. But we'll be here from 10 until midnight. And as I call it, it's dance music you know by heart, but you don't want to admit it to your friends.
Oh, the ones that you'll be bopping around the house.
Yes, exactly. You'll be bopping around the house. You just is like, oh, you don't want to admit to your friends that you know that. But it's all the stuff that you know. So I think that'll be fun. We'll count down to midnight here.
We'll do the countdown, the official countdown. So we'll be on the air till midnight.
Till midnight. And then at 12:01, zing, I'm home. So
zing.
yes, it'll be magical.
Magically.
But a lot of people
appear.
Don't want to go out. Like, no, I don't really want to deal with it. But then you want to have a little fun and festivities music in the background. There you go.
Well, there are some people in town that are visiting. We welcome all of our visitors here to Park
There's
City.
There's a lot of people
it's
in
few,
town.
Few people, few extra cars.
They were
few extra
happy
bodies.
Shoppers on Main Street yesterday, strolling around.
We did the. I took the girls out to the malls out in the junction out by the restaurant.
The and, unnamed outlet mall.
Yes, the unnamed outlet
location
mall.
Location in Park City.
Anyway, we went out there and I survived 4 hours of shopping with the girls. Which
did
I think
they bring
is
you along
good.
To carry the packages?
I was pretty much the package boy.
Yeah, there you go. Run this to the car.
Quick,
quick,
come back. I have more.
It could only be fun.
It was a fun
And they
time.
Were here for Christmas. We'll talk about that when
Yeah, we'll
come
talk about it again okay. there. And then there are some of you that are going to get out on the mountain today. There are some nice conditions for you to get out and enjoy. High expected today of 40 degrees with a patchy fog in before noon. But after that, it opens up.
Yeah, I think it's burned off.
And then tonight, it's only getting down to 18. And then tomorrow is going to be sunny with a high of 38. And
wow, 38?
38. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend. So you
Break
have picked
out the shorts.
A great weekend to come out
I'm
here.
I'm going to go buy shorts. On sale.
I'm sure you can find them
yes.
at an amazing mark-off price. Shorts. There's a huge supply. There's the short store. You just want to go out there and
okay.
look for the short store.
I'll go do that.
I don't think I've been trying to find a bathing suit. It's hard, but I don't really know why. Just trying to.
Because you can't find it. And now it's a challenge.
It's exactly.
You know, shopping isn't about the stuff you get. It's about the stories that are related to the shopping.
And the deals. It's got to be the deals.
See, and that's the story.
Yep.
That's where shopping is grand.
Anyway, so
I asked your mom, do you bring an empty suitcase to take back? Or can you get one on sale and just ship it?
You can. That was nothing says Christmas like luggage.
There you go. Bye.
Hey, look what I got.
Doesn't mean you can't come home, but bye.
Hey, stay tuned. We have an underwriter to, and then we'll give tickets away. So stay tuned.
Let's do that.
Right here.
Foothill Oriental Rugs has been an underwriter on KPCW for over 20 years. I'm Jim Weber, owner, rug buyer, and Park City resident. As a direct importer since 1985, from traditional to contemporary to tribal, Foothill Oriental Rugs is Utah's complete rug source. Foothill Oriental Rugs is located 2 miles north of the mouth of the canyon in Salt Lake City at 1460 Foothill Drive.
Wasatch Brew Pub is proud to support KPCW, offering a New Year's Day brunch of traditional favorites along with Midday Marys and Mimosas. Wasatch, they drink their share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Okay, so last week we talked about zoo lights.
Okay.
You know, down at the zoo, they're still there through December 31st. They'll have their own little kids, 9 p.m. countdown to the new year. So you can take the kids, and I think zoo lights would be fun. I'm going to go tonight. I want to go see zoo lights.
Okay.
And, 1 million lights. 1 million lights.
Yeah, she said they didn't count the bulbs. It was kind of an estimate, but she said they were pretty much about
I got
to
believe her. If you got, you know, if it's 900,973, I'm still taking million.
I don't want that job.
No.
Go count the lights.
One potato, two potato.
And then what about the guy that has to change the bulbs?
Oh,
like,
what about that?
That one's out all the way up there.
Test it. Anyway, where's the giraffe? Help
we want to welcome to the studio Miss Kathleen Burdick and Miss Kath. And Megan Burdick, sorry.
My and what's
sister.
Her name?
And what's her
true
name?
True brother fashion. And what's her name?
And what's her name?
Welcome. I'm so excited you're here. Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
How's Park City been treating you?
Very good.
Yes, sneak
Fabulous.
Right up there. Get really close into there.
Close.
Yes.
We had sunshine, which was very nice.
Yes.
And I decided that I didn't have the courage to. I hadn't been skiing since 2002.
Okay.
So
I'm oh, so made, you were in the Olympics.
So
yes. She was huge.
So I made a conscious decision. I brought all my ski stuff out, but I made a conscious decision not to ski. But Megan skied.
Yep.
And they
John
were able to ski in with sunshine.
Great. So. That's what makes it more fun.
And there's only one tree that has Megan's name on it.
Right.
Yes. Ooh, yes. Little imprint.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Afternoon double black diamond runs.
Hey.
That's a good idea.
I figured
I'm
you'd
impressed.
Something to remember, right?
Right. My helmet went rolling down the mountain. And all John was like, damn, I should have gotten that insurance.
For the helmet. Because I had to rent equipment for them. At least they didn't bring out their skis from Chicago. But yeah, I saw that helmet roll down and all I could think is, why didn't I get the insurance? Not that my sister is now rolling down the hill without a helmet.
Two classic brother moves in less than a minute and a half. You are on a roll.
You should have seen the whole week.
Dinner. What time was Christmas dinner?
Oh, this year we beat Gertrude's Thanksgiving dinner by a half an hour. I got dinner on the table by 11 o'clock at night, so I definitely
okay,
got it
so
on.
So it's improving.
But it's
Bob,
getting better.
Bob the Beast was better yes. than Gertrude because he was cooked as opposed to Gertrude.
Right.
But we realized what the problem was, which is the actual oven. Because
see, the temperature
only...
dial is more of a suggestion on my oven than an actual.
Now, that's what I feel about the speed limit.
Yeah. Right. So I feel like Gertie would have been okay if we would have known that.
So we decided to name the roast beast because I got a roast beast from the meat guy at PC Meats.
Chuckles?
And Chuckles, yeah, who was on our show the week before. I decided to go and use his expertise. So we got the roast beast and we cooked it. And then... We ate at 11, I think, 11 o'clock.
It was 11, 11:30.
We named him Bob.
Then we opened the presents. And then Megan's gift, one of Megan's gifts to John was, what was this?
The Crimes Against.
We got this card game. Our family's a big game-playing family. And so
Chicago
this,
families are. It's yeah. winter, it's cold,
right,
you're inside, you play games.
So we got this year Crimes Against Humanity, Cards Against Humanity.
No, Crimes Against Humanity.
There's, there are cards involved, though.
Well, there are cards.
anyway, it's very funny.
But the, what you put together is the crime.
Next thing I know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and we're still trying to win this game. And I'm like, I gotta work.
And then John's roommate won.
Yes, my roommate, Peyton won.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah. It's fun. Well, so, I'm going to share the, as long as we were sharing the great criminals of the year
yes.
and going back, I've got a great Burdick family moment I wanted to share. And I thought, 2013, what was the greatest Burdick moment of the year?
Okay.
It was the moment that you sent me the picture of Barbie doll Oscar party.
Yes.
Oh.
Everybody still talks about
oh,
that moment.
Oh, my gosh. That was the greatest Burdick moment of the year for me. So thank you for that. I look at that picture and I just laugh.
Yes.
it's
on our website. If you want to friend us on Facebook, it's KPCW. Fun Friday Show. Jump on there. We always like the likes, and we'll post some pictures
yeah,
of
thanks.
The Burdickson studio here so you know who we're talking to.
Okay. So 655-8255.
Oh, yeah,
if you want to go to the Olympic Trials Short Track Utah Olympic Oval, there's a January weekend. And a...
Admission is for these people.
December
you
weekend.
Get two adults and three kids, so 12 and under. So the ticket is good for that many people.
Fun Friday freebie, 655-8255. You may have to answer a difficult question to win your prize.
Anybody listens to the show weekly knows exactly how hard it is.
Whew, I'm breaking a sweat just trying to come up with the question.
That's I think the hardest part of actually calling into the show to win a question is for me to think of a question. that's really the hard part.
Yeah. There's also the Utah Olympic Park hosting the Nordic Combined Olympic Trials, and
that's
that will
coming
be
up this
tomorrow.
Weekend. Yep.
Yeah, I can't believe it's already tomorrow.
Yep, all the way out at Utah Olympic Park, right at out at the junction.
Yep, you can cheer them on. It's free. It's interactive. There's a interactive Road to Sochi fan zone. General admission is free, so it includes ski jumping on Sunday. So
hey.
Let's get our guest on the air.
Welcome to Fun Friday. Who's this?
This is James.
Hey, James, you want some tickets for the Utah Olympic Trials?
Yeah, I like watching skating.
Excellent. Well, you get to come and watch skating on Fun Friday, so we will have the tickets here in the studio for you to pick up.
This weekend or next weekend?
Next weekend.
Next weekend it is.
The January 2nd through the 5th?
The short
awesome.
Track admission.
Okay.
Cool.
Awesome.
And that's at the Utah Olympic Oval, and... I don't know. What was your favorite moment in 2013?
You know what? I want to thank you guys. I was listening, and someone mentioned a Grinch show at the library, and I took my four-year-old, and it was awesome.
See? Fun Friday.
It's what we do.
Well, thanks for listening, and now you get free tickets from us. James, what's your last name?
K-E-H-R, Keir.
Perfect. They'll be here at the studio. You can pick them up anytime before next weekend.
During business hours.
During business hours.
Thank you. Thanks,
okay,
Fanster.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
All right. See, it's just that simple to win Fun Friday tickets. And you can call during the show, 655-8255, the number to call. We have a few more tickets to give away. But girls, what was your highlight for 2013? Or the Christmas 2013.
Oh, Christmas.
What's something over the week that you get to do in Park City?
Well, the shopping. The shopping was fabulous. Honest to God, this was really I'm not really big on shopping, but I went all out.
You could have fooled me.
Megan was like, "Mom, I've never seen you shop like this before."
I think she replaced her entire closet.
I did.
Nice.
I did. There's a whole bunch of things going to Goodwill when I get home. I have a whole new wardrobe, which unfortunately I do not have room in my suitcase for. So Megan,
so Megan gets to take home mom's gift.
It's a bonus for.
But
for
they
Christmas
ask you at
shopping.
The airport, did anyone else pack your suitcase?
Right.
For that. Has anyone prepared this suitcase and asked you to take it back for them? This is security.
There are great sales, though. It was impressive. Those outlet sales
were pretty good.
It's a very shopping. See, I'm telling you, it's about the story.
Yep, there's so. Definitely about the story. And about Christmas gifts, anything jump out at you as that's the fun things that
oh, well,
you got
Frida's
us matching
gift.
Bracelets.
They were very happy. So we sent Fun Friday Frida out mm-hmm. to Black Friday to pick out gifts, and we had the grab bag going on. And Frida picked out two gifts for Mom and Megan when they came here. And
they're matching totally coats. Cool matching coats.
Yes. Nice.
Puffy coats. Mm-hmm.
Puffy coats.
Matching
nice.
Puffy coats.
Thanks, Frida.
Yep.
Yeah.
Frida did well with my credit card. I'm still paying that off.
Years to come. Years
well, the tree
come.
Fell over.
It's the gift. Yes, the tree
classic.
Fell over.
The tree fell.
About 5 o'clock in the morning when we were finishing up the game, the tree decided to jump in, literally, into the game. And we're like, what? And we can't figure out.
It just tipped over.
The weight of the... My mom's been sending me Christmas ornaments for those 13 years that I've been out here. And yet, this is probably the only second Christmas tree that I've had. So we actually broke out all the ornaments and put them all on the tree.
All on one side?
They were pretty much on one side.
All on one side.
Mystery solved.
I mean, who wants to have ornaments facing a wall, right?
But there's a whole tipping of the scales
yes,
going on.
We figured
here.
That out the hard way.
So the fruitcake goes on the back to balance it out.
Good to
That's
know.
What fruitcake is for.
I'm writing that down. That's for next year.
Keep the fruitcake.
I just keep getting abused. So the mountain and then the tree fell on my head.
Well, so you have a thing with trees.
Wow.
Your theme this year
it
was
is tree
trees.
City.
It was trees. Mm-hmm.
It's before skiing into one.
If that also, wasn't enough.
There was the falling of the Christmas tree over you.
There we go.
Yeah, it's been great having the girls out here for the week. Although I've been at the restaurant every once in a while, but they've been able to come out and hang out with me out there as well. Hey, we have another caller on the air. Welcome to Fun Friday. Who is this?
Good morning.
Oh, Zinfandel Chardonnay. How are you?
Chardonnay Zinfandel.
Welcome.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I am so excited to hear your mom and your sister on the radio. I have just adored them from afar for many, many, many years.
As many people that have come up to me for the Fun Friday show is like, "Did your mom really call in?" And I'm like, "Yes,
yes,
she did."
Yes.
So now they're in studio.
And I have a question for your mom.
Okay.
It's about your outfit. I think it was on the fateful night of Christmas.
Okay. Oh, that my son posted this year.
The leopard outfit.
The leopard outfit.
It was not a onesie. Is that your question?
I filled it out as if it looked like a onesie.
It's
John didn't
so
take the most favorable
nice.
Picture of me.
Yes, I posted a picture.
Was that a purchase in Park City, or that was
that a purchase
in Chicago?
That was John purchased.
I gave it to her for her birthday is December 15th, so that was the leopard pajama thingy for.
Right. Yes, because wasn't this year the year of the leopard?
It was.
So I had that, and that I told him I would wear it on Christmas Eve. I did not expect such a bad picture to be.
It wasn't
posted
that bad. You girls were next to the tree as
Facebook.
It was standing
well,
you're vertical.
A hit.
It was wonderful. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. We saw your husband on Christmas Eve. Did he say hi to you for me?
Oh, God. I could only imagine where he was.
Okay. We'll just leave it there.
In other things to do.
Well, I can tell you, it was either at Home Depot, because that was where my big gift was from.
Oh, yeah? What did he get you at Home Depot?
A 2-cubic-foot fireproof safe.
Of course! Nothing says Christmas like luggage or a fireproof safe.
The key is already missing.
Oh, the keys. We have a lost and found section online.
You lost the keys already to the fireproof safe?
He never made it to the house. I think it's in the parking lot.
The husband or the safe?
The key
to the safe.
If the little button gets pushed in, it's locked permanently. And we're looking at the punch pad for the numbers, and it's plastic, so it's like, okay, that will melt in the fire. So if you don't have the key, you're not getting in it.
Okay, are you planning a fire at some point in your...
Well, you know where my house is, and you know that last summer...
Up in Tollgate, yeah?
A little fire going on across the ridge.
So
inspired... So it is a good practical gift.
It is, and that's... In a nutshell, that's my darling husband.
In a nutshell. Hurt himself dragging the safe into the house.
Lifted it himself, it's 300 pounds, into his new car. That's probably when the key fell out.
Oh, there you go. What a story. So it's a nice paperweight.
It is. It can also be bolted to the floor.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Wonderful.
That's crazy. All right. Thank you.
Well, nice to meet you over the air.
Happy New Year.
Sorry to disappoint you that it wasn't a onesie. It was too
next year. It's not too late.
And let me tell you, I made the effort. I came into the studio on, I think, Monday at like 4:45 with some other lady, and I saw the grab bag gift, but there weren't any names.
There was the one name. She won the first week, and then we had put yours off to the side with a little card signed from Jan and I. So I'll see where it is. Maybe someone took your gift.
We'll find it.
Maybe.
Your gift is a key ring. A fun Friday key ring with a clapper so you know where it's at.
The light bulb just went over Jan's head, so I think we now have our 2014 gifts for our fun Friday.
Okay.
We're about to go. Last year was
that.
The punch button making the pins. I think we're making key rings this
now
year.
Now we're going to upgrade. We are crafty, if nothing. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's good zany fun.
Good zany fun.
It is.
But if you're looking for good zany things to do with your family, what do we got going on, Jan?
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Ooh, tonight and tomorrow night at the Eccles Center?
Yes. Saturday the 28th.
Sorry, tomorrow night at
the
Eccles
Center. You can go today, but you'll have to wait in line and sit there.
I used to see Big Bad Voodoo Daddy back when I lived in L.A. That was my swing dancing days.
Yeah, who doesn't love the big brassy bands?
They used to play at the Derby every Wednesday night. And
tickets start at $20, so everybody can afford to go. Showtime is 7:30, but here's what you do. Call 655-3114 and say, do you have tickets left? Because I want to go, because Fun Friday says it's going to be fabulous.
Oh, it's good. If you have, these guys are amazing.
It's fun.
And like I say, I used to go every Wednesday. It was either them or Royal Crown Review would play every week, and they'd alternate, and I'd have to say I'm looking forward. I might drag my sister to the show.
I guess we're not going to go there.
Well, we're not. I'm going to drag you in spirit because you leave tomorrow, but I will be there, and I will be rocking out.
I was
out
excited
the
about
us.
The idea of going, though. It was going to be fun.
There you go. Take a picture.
Take a picture.
Two for one. Two. We can get in. We'll print your picture on the ticket so you can go. Yeah, so...
Did you find another criminal that you
like? There was another criminal highlighting from the year.
Okay.
I looked back into the big box of crazy criminals, and I really liked this one. This woman, Jeanette, that's all I'm going to say. She was arrested for selling pornography tapes on VHS door-to-door.
Door-to-door salesman.
Yeah.
Bringing the porn
salesman,
to you.
It just, and the best part of this story that really just puts the frosting right
together.
On the top... She really was only arrested because she did not have a permit.
Yes.
So there you go.
You got to get a permit to sell VHS tapes door to door.
Oh, had I only known I needed a permit.
Then somehow you have to go out and steal VCRs in order to back up your clients because I don't think anybody has VCRs.
There you go. Well, the guy behind you going door to door is like, now that you have that tape, you're going to need something to play it on. So
see, it's a package deal
for you. So it's coming to the van.
My next guy is the dumb crime of Larry Burnett. 1968, who decided to plan a murder. But while he was doing this, he butt dialed 911, and 911 listened for 90 minutes. And he's basically hearing him over say, "I don't care if you burn the house down to the ground with him in it. You just have to make it look like an accident." Well, the police showed up, and he decided
no
to go
accident.
To jail.
I don't understand the butt dialing 911. I
it
don't
happened
get it,
all
but it doesn't
year long.
Matter. It happens a lot.
Yes,
all the time.
Yeah, that'll be my crowning winning moment.
That,
we'll
the three things that I have learned this year from dumb criminals is that Facebook is not your friend.
No.
Right? The butt dialing always, whatever.
Butt dialing always wins.
Butt dialing always wins. And then Walmart is, you can always find some
go.
Crazy criminal at Walmart.
And amazingly enough, Florida is the number one state for crazy
yes,
criminals.
We have
I don't
found
know
more.
Why Florida is the most crazy criminals come out of Florida. I think it's the humidity. I'm not sure.
Yes.
But it's Oklahoma was second place.
Oklahoma came up in yeah. the second. And then, of course, I try to always find some Chicago criminals that that made the list. And one of
yeah.
my top ten is.
And one of them was right there down the street from Mom and Dad.
Yes.
when they
Was
the
that
guys,
Romeoville?
Yes. It was Romeoville, Joliet area. And the guy, there was a big shootout. There was a shootout.
Yes.
And there was a police line. And it was on Black Friday.
Yes.
So they taped the big yellow tape around the store. And then the crazy shoppers were so desperate for Black Friday sales that they jumped the police line to get into the store.
And still to get those sales.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That was classic.
Yep.
I feel like going home and hugging my mom, too.
Yes.
Did Mom tell you two deer were loose in downtown Chicago by
oh,
our
yes.
house?
The deer sighting in downtown Chicago.
That's rare.
They got in front
rare.
Of the, the
Speaking
Zebra
of Black
Lounge,
Friday.
My favorite bar. Can you imagine if you're looking out the window and you know having a couple of drinks and saw a deer walking
you'd be,
down the
you'd
street?
Be, you'd cut yourself Stay off straight. At some point then. Is that really a deer?
Or see where they're going.
Hey, my ride's here.
Old Sandy was in town, wasn't he? Santa Claus is real. He was in town shopping, I'm sure.
Hanging out at the Zebra Lot. That mm-hmm. is weird that you had a deer in town. It's not so weird to have a deer in downtown Park City. But,
yeah. No, they're constantly cruising yeah. around.
Yeah. And State and Division is pretty strange.
I'm going to throw that out there. It's
well,
pretty strange. At least they knew the good bars to go to, right?
That's where I go.
Somebody in the deer community, oh, you got to check out the Zebra Lounge. Because, you know, really, the deer and the zebra, they're tight. What is that cross right there? You know, a few drinks and the deer goes home with the zebra.
What do you get when you cross
it? What do you get when you cross a deer and a zebra?
They could have been going to the lodge.
Drunk in downtown Chicago.
You get a fun Friday criminal right. segment. That's what you
That's
get.
That's what you get.
Well, they already talked about the Fab Four at the Egyptian Theater.
Yes, they
and,
were.
And this morning with Leslie Led Zeppelin.
Is so, that is that this weekend? Is it or is
yeah,
the who was
December
last night?
28-29 Led Zeppelin Experience, and that is at the Egyptian Theater, presented by KPCW. So I got to get that in there too.
Definitely.
And then imagine remembering the Fab Four at the Egyptian Theater, December 30 and 31.
Right up until New Year's.
There you go. It's good old rock and roll fun.
It is. You got quite a few.
There's something
our punch
for
card
everyone.
Is full for
it's
great
a big
bands
family week. December's been a big fun Friday family extravaganza.
Yes.
So this year we included the whole family.
As it should be.
Well, sure. And we have one more ticket to give.
Yeah, we have some more tickets to give away. So 655-8255, the number to call here in the studio. And we're going to honor an underwriter, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is State Farm Insurance Agent Benita Vanderquay, longtime volunteer DJ and sponsor of KPCW. With over 22 years of State Farm experience, I assist clients with their insurance and financial planning needs. I offer insurance and financial services, including life, health, auto, and homeowners insurance. I can be reached at 435-657-2220.
Hi, this is Catherine Simos, Vice President and Branch Manager at Grand Valley Bank, Frontier Branch, and Park City, a proud supporter of KPCW. Our team can help you with all of your banking needs, from checking and savings accounts to business lending. We have Heber Valley Bank in Midway and Heber, and Grand Valley Bank, Frontier Branch, in Park City. GrandValleyBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Okay, good to know. Thank you, underwriters. Thanks for a fun new year.
All right, I've got two stories. I got the girls. I figured that they would be prepared for at least some Christmas stories to tell while they're on the air.
Okay.
From Christmas past. We're doing the whole Dickens thing. So the ghost of Christmas past.
To haunt you again.
It'll come to haunt me, especially for the listeners out there that'll hear these stories and decide that this is something I can tease John about forever. So, Mom, you go ahead and tell the story about Christmas past and toys evolved with Christmas past. Do you remember?
Well, yes, two actually. What Christmas in our place was, Christmas Eve was decorating the tree. I have family, friends, strays, everybody came over. So it was a huge cocktail party. And you had to put an ornament on the tree or you couldn't have a cocktail. Anyway, so this all took place. Then kids had to be in bed because, of course, Santa wasn't going to come until it was bedtime. And then from about midnight on, my brother Jimmy and my husband and I started to put the toys together.
The assembly required.
Mm. And we had a huge living room. So when John Megan woke up in the morning and came out, literally half this living room was filled with toys. This particular toy, though, I remember was John's favorite. And actually, I don't think you were born yet.
No, she wasn't around.
And it was, and I'd gotten, it was a tough assembly bit, but it was a motor scooter. It was a real motor scooter.
Wow.
This is the 70s.
It was purple and had these flaming things coming out of it, and it really did have
things.
It had flames on my BMW.
but it came out, but it was a motor, and John could like scoot it up and down the hall
right
up there. And he thought it was, he really was just, he wasn't even interested in any other toys. This was his favorite.
And how old were you with this motorized
vehicle? I
want to
say I was probably three or four.
Four. You were about four.
About four?
Yep.
That's pretty good.
My mom gives me a motorbike
old.
At four. That's where I'm coming from.
I'm into toys. It was totally cool.
It's just a toy. It says toy on the box, even though it has a motor.
But any event, it only lasted, it didn't even last the day. I think there was a defect to the motor, so I promised Jen that I would check with Santa and get another one.
I had gotten the last one
at Marshall Fields. None of the Marshall Fields outlets had it anymore. That was before you could go online and find the manufacturer. So
when shopping was manual.
Right. So Jen, I promised him he never saw the purple.
The purple, and I asked about it every day for like 3 months.
I'm going to eBay.
My purple motorcycle.
But it was totally cool.
Tragedy. Totally cool. All right, and then Megan, your story about Christmas past.
Oh, so on actual Christmas, we drive up to the suburbs, which is like 45 minutes away to go to my cousin's house. And it varies each year which cousin's house we go to. And it's very confusing because it's dark.
What is it, 26 first cousins that we have?
We have, 23 first cousins on mom's side. And then
wow.
And then five
I just added
side.
Three people that I thought were cousins just having to show up.
They were looking for the zebra bar.
Right. Well, and then they have like 30 kids. So anyway, it gets complicated. But So one year, Mom and Uncle Gene and myself were driving up to Claudia's new house, and we went over. We walked in, opened the door. We're a pretty casual family. I don't know if you guys can probably pick that up. And so we like went in, opened up the door, put our coats away. We're kind of like yelling, saying hi. Really kind of confused on why like kids weren't running around, and it seemed like people were already sat down for dinner, which was kind of early. And so then we walked into the living room to realize that there was a different family sitting down.
We showed up at the wrong house. Here they are, and then Mom's putting the pies in the kitchen. Megan's not even noticing. She's putting her coat in the closet. And the whole family's just kind of watching them walk in. I'm like, who is this?
I did not see that coming.
And they were a normal family, so it was sort of like they had just sat down to dinner.
Our family never sits down to dinner anytime before 8 o'clock, and Megan's like, why are they eating at 5 o'clock? What is going on?
Okay, so when you discovered you were
so
at this wrong
they
place.
Were a little confused, and so we said, oh, you're not our family. And
so you're not very close. You don't see him very often.
And,
once a
and
year.
And he said, no, who are you looking for? And we said, well, do you know Claudia Casey? She just moved in this neighborhood. And he said, she's two White Houses down. And we said, oh, okay, great. Well, we'll just gather up our things and go down there.
And then the guy said, wait a minute. He said, what did you bring? One of the things that I think one of them was a vegetable. And then the pie. And he went, oh, that sounds better than what we're having. Why
there
you stay?
You're at the wrong house. Coats in the closet.
Yep, everything. And the pies on the counter. Mom didn't even stop. She's like, I got to get these pies down. And she walked right into the kitchen, put them down on the... And the whole family just kind of like, who are these people wandering in bringing pie? We come bearing pie.
Santa really does have elves. Yeah. That is the funniest Christmas story ever. Ever. Ever.
Ever. Well, we wanted to welcome them. And all of our Fun Friday guests get a Fun Friday fact. And Santa brought me the Ever Wonder Why book.
Nice.
For fun facts. So have you ever wondered why soft drinks are called pop? Big Midwest term
That
soda.
Term came out of Joliet, by the way.
Did it really?
Yep.
Really? Carbonated soft drinks charged under pressure with gas and carbon dioxide, were originally sold in bottles with corks. And the cork would remove and the pressure was released, gas escaped suddenly and a loud would be heard. And
a
the
genius drink is now from called, Joliet.
A genius from Joliet, yep. Is not mentioned. He's not footnoted in here.
I'm footnoting it.
Yep. And then the one for my sister, do you ever wonder why sellers of illegal whiskey are called bootleggers?
Oh, how appropriate. How appropriate. He looks right at her. Do you know why?
In the old days in the old West, it was against the law to sell alcohol to Indians. Distributing peddlers would sometimes smuggle alcohol into Indian reservations by hiding flasks in the legs of their boots.
Oh, which explains.
And the smugglers became known as bootleggers.
That's why it's your Fun Friday known, fact. And that's why they're shaped that way.
That is.
I didn't know that.
And that's a nice segue into our mixologist who will tell us non-bootlegging cocktails for you to enjoy on the 31st.
On New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Maybe you want to go out for New Year's Eve.
Ooh. Well,
maybe you want to go see Bernadette Peters.
I do.
I think, yeah, that's pretty impressive. I got to say, that's impressive. Thanks, Terry. It's at the Eccles Center. Let's see, the box office at ecclescenter.org. So if it's not sold out, check it out. Give them a call and find out. 655-3114. I'd be very surprised if this show wasn't sold out. So if it's not sold out yet, it will be in the next 16 minutes.
See, I've been in love with Bernadette Peters, yeah, since she was in The Jerk back in 1977.
Okay.
And she was married, I guess, to Steve Martin for a little while after that.
4 or 5 seconds.
Yep.
It was fun.
You know,
just during the filming.
It's Hollywood.
Yeah, there you go.
Just for the,
it's fabulous. So that's December 31st if you're looking something different to do. Take your friends and family. There's a lot of impressive things to do in town to impress your friends and family with.
All right.
Not to mention the Olympic stuff. So.
And then we've got the big party going on out in Midway.
Yep.
If you want to do that, you can still get tickets available, and your ticket, I believe, includes fun things to do that night.
It's at the Zermatt Resort. It's the New Year's Eve, and it's a masquerade party. So if you don't want to get all dressed up, you at least have to have the
mask.
You got
to get the mask.
You have to do that, because how can you not get dressed up somehow? They've got a swing band. They've got some food. You can spend the night. They'll give you a deal there. You can just drive out there. But I think if we're going to go to Midway and go to the party at the Zermatt, you might as well stay.
Yeah, do it up. Get a nice little staycation 20 yep. minutes away from
it's Park ZermattResort.com. So that's easy to remember. Go check that out. That'll be a whole big fun party.
It sounds fun. And you get to wear a mask, I mean, in public,
yeah,
and not be one
of
our stupid criminals.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't wear a plastic bag. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, the clear one? Yeah, don't make your mask clear.
Do not make your
mask. That does not work.
Because nobody's not going to
go. Tried it. I'm telling you, it just doesn't work.
So we want to thank Kathleen and Megan for spending the week with me and sharing some stories with our listeners.
Thanks for the tears.
Yes.
It was fun. We were very happy. It was the first time we've spent Christmas together in Park City.
Great fun.
In the 13 years that I've been out here, I haven't really been able to make it home.
All right, so you're going to come back then, aren't you?
We will. Absolutely.
Okay, that was hysterical. Thank you so much.
All right, stay tuned. We have some underwriters to honor, and then we'll be back with mixologist Casey Metzger. Listen.
Hello, this is Jennifer Kimball with the Zermatt and Homestead Resorts in Midway, proud supporters of KPCW. We are available for group or holiday gatherings, including group activities and gourmet seasonal foods. 866-937-6288, homesteadresort.com or zermattresort.com.
So you go out on New Year's Eve and you have some fun. What are you going to do New Year's Day?
New Year's Day,
I think
bowl
it
games.
And
there's
stuff.
Oh, there's so many good
footballs
football games.
Footballs and parades and things.
Yep. So
also,
I'm going to watch some football. I think the Rose Bowl is on the 1st, Michigan State. So
parades and football is traditional.
Yep. And here we go. Welcome to Fun Friday. Who's this?
This is Casey Metzger.
Hey, Casey. Beautiful. How's it going?
I'm doing very well. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well. And we've got a big one coming up. This is our last show before New Year's Eve, so we thought it would be smart to have an expert like yourself on the show telling our listeners what would be the perfect 2013 crowning cocktail.
Well, I don't know where to begin. There's so many. But
so just pick some of your favorites.
What's that?
Said pick some of your favorites, or maybe we pick a variety of spirits that you might enjoy or imbibe.
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, everybody's got to know they have one more day of the sales of December. As you know, there's a lot of sales that go on in December. There's more stuff on sale in the liquor store than there is all year long. So there's one more day to get your valuable goodies for the rest of the year.
Your special order pricing items?
Special order pricing. So, you know, I heard that there was a record-breaking numbers at the liquor stores throughout Utah.
Which doesn't surprise me.
Right? Things are coming around.
There you go. So
so there's one more sale. The 28th is when it goes off sale, and that'll be the end of it. So I want to make sure everybody gets out there and has an opportunity to go get some really good buys.
Definitely.
First of all, I think champagne is the normal or the first thing you think about when you think about New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And there's a lot, you know, champagne, but there's a lot of other things out there and alternatives for people to purchase that are really good. And one of them being that I've just started recently looking out for is the grower champagnes.
The grower champagne?
The grower champagnes. And these guys aren't from the Champagne region, but they are independent producers, opposed to these large champagne houses in France.
Right.
And they grow their own, and typically they're a little bit more affordable and equally as nice. I mean, you can identify these on the bottle by the letters R-M.
R-M.
R-M, and it stands for, I don't have much of a French accent, but I think it's Ruculant Manipulant.
Ruculus Manipulus.
I can remember the R-M part.
Yeah.
Or Harvester Handler.
Okay.
So those are fun.
And they're outside of the region of Champagne, because a champagne technically should be grown within Champagne, right?
Exactly. And there might be some of them that are inside in France's Champagne region as well.
Okay.
But they're like boutique-y champagnes, but surprisingly, they're not too expensive.
Well, they don't get the designate of a champagne, I guess. So that drops the price, right?
Exactly.
It's still all bubbly to some of us.
It is. Or the method champenoise, as they call it when they're made in California.
Is that it?
Yep.
What's the Italian one?
Prosecco.
That's the one. That's on my list.
That's Jan's. Jan likes the Prosecco out of Italy.
Yes, I do. It does not like me, but I like it, so I'm willing to take one for the team this year.
Any fun cocktails with champagne?
And champagnes are such a great thing to have, especially after you have all these hearty meals over the holidays, and it's nice, it's light, it's bubbly, it makes you feel a little lighter. It's a great way to ring in the new year. Also, you know, the winemakers across the U.S. are producing some of the best sparklers around, everywhere from Russian River Valley to Monterey, California, and they all pair with all these rich holiday flavors. So that's always everybody's going to have some champagne on New Year's Eve, right?
Definitely.
I think so, yes.
Bubbly.
You have one glass of something each year, have a glass of champagne on New Year's.
Right? Or sparkling cider.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the kids, it's always fun to do the clinking of the glasses.
Yeah.
For the kids, you have a sparkling cider, and they feel, you know, like the big adults and grown-ups and stuff like that.
We did that.
Bubbly water and some flavored simple syrups. That's a great one for kids, where you make a simple syrup, 1-to-1, or excuse me, 2-to-1, 2 sugars to 1 water, and you can infuse flavors into it.
Like cherries, so you can get the maraschino cherry flavor?
Sure. You can throw pine needles in there. You can throw whatever you want, holiday spices, cinnamon, and then you can pour that into the water and flavor a bunch of water. It's a good way to have fun with the kids.
But you probably want to strain
nice
it,
chemistry
right?
On New Year's Eve. Make your own little bubbly drink and then toast at midnight.
It's a great way to keep them occupied. I don't know what the long-term effects of this are, but
well, if you give kids sugar at midnight, you know what's going to happen.
I think I can predict what the effects are. You're going to be up for a little while chasing kids.
So getting into the cocktail mode, one thing I found, it's called the Northern Lights, and this is the sparkling cocktail that gets saucy.
Gets saucy.
What I mean by that, it's a perfect welcoming drink for any holiday soiree. It's light, it's refreshing, and it's got something in there that you just wouldn't expect. It's got, so if you might want to grab a pencil, or if you have a good memory, you can remember this, but it's a, it's 1 ounce gin, a half ounce simple syrup, which is 1-to-1, it's a little lighter, 1-to-1 simple syrup, half ounce of that, a half ounce of fresh lemon juice, 2 spoons of cranberry sauce, and you get the highest quality cranberry sauce that you can get.
Wow.
The drier, more bitter, or sometimes they can be a little bit
Probably make your own cranberry sauce, right? Just getting the fresh cranberries and reducing them down with a little bit of sugar in the pan.
Because we have time for that.
Well, you know, you got the kids occupied for the night now.
Well, there you go.
Making daddy's cocktail.
There you go. If you're playing chemist in the kitchen, you might as well. Okay, so what's the rest of it? 2 spoons of cranberry.
And then 2 dashes of bitters.
And bitters.
You can get at the grocery store, the Angosta bitters. And then 2 ounces of sparkling wine. So what you do is you need a couple tools for this one, but you combine all the ingredients except the sparkling wine in a shaker. Shake it up. So that would be the gin, the simple syrup, the lemon juice, and the cranberry sauce with bitters. Shake that up and double strain it into a chilled flute.
Okay.
And then you top it off with a champagne.
I think that is our fun Friday cocktail this year, for sure.
The Northern Lights. Okay.
I'm in.
And the sweetness of the cranberry can vary depending on your recipe, so make sure you adjust the amount of syrup you use based on your preferred level of sweetness. And that's kind of the fun part. It's that, you know, you get a couple people in the kitchen, it's exactly what it is. It's a chemistry class, and you just... trying to find what makes, you know, there's nothing matter with pouring it back in the shaker, adding something, and pouring it back into the cup. So
just keep going. Anyway. You're going to be exactly. Yeah. Everybody celebrates in the kitchen anyway, and now you have a reason to be there.
Okay, while we have a couple minutes left, what about a punch? Like if you have a bunch of people coming over and you got a big old punch bowl.
I got something that's pretty fun. That's on the punch in the punch family, and what it is all you need. It's a warm punch, and what you need is a crock pot.
Okay.
A crock pot for this one?
Nice.
Yes. It's a little holiday punch. It's a cider-based punch, and it's called Santa's Little Helper, this recipe that I found, but I think that it can go through the whole holidays. And it's got you make a batch of it, and what you need is 1 bottle of rye whiskey, and I'm sure that everybody's got a bottle of that High West Double Rye at their house.
Right.
1 bottle of sweet vermouth, 1 gallon of unsweetened apple cider. You throw 3 cinnamon sticks, 5 cloves, and a half a cup of granulated sugar, and 10 dashes of bitters.
Okay.
You
that
combine
seems
all
reasonable.
The ingredients in a crock pot, and you put it on low for an hour, and then you ladle in the mugs and garnish. And you can take a cinnamon stick and put an orange rind on top like a flag.
Yummy.
Easy, and makes the house smell good, and yummy.
There you go.
Then we have a winner. For a group that's in the punch bowl / crock pot, you can meet in the kitchen and have your little chemistry set with the kids. You can go non-alcoholic, or you got to have some sort of bubbly. You have to have some sort of bubbly and sparkly bubbles on New Year's Eve. It's just the unwritten law.
And what are you doing, Casey, for New Year's Eve? Are you guys just crazy busy this New Year's?
We're just going to take the night off and go over to see you at Maxwell's, I think.
There you go.
Excellent. I'll be there.
Parties all over town.
Yes. And then, we'll just get you a cab and we'll just have you running around town.
Exactly, yeah. So we'll be all over town. We got 4 or 5 events that we're going to be helping people with, celebrating the new year and making it safe.
Beautiful. Awesome. Thank you.
And if they want to hire you, they just go to Top Shelf, what's your website?
TopShelfUtah.com. And hopefully I can get some of these recipes up on the website.
On the website.
That'd be a great idea. All right, thank you.
Well, we appreciate it. All right.
Thank you.
And your fun Friday fact, did you know that the black-eyed peas consumed all over the country on New Year's Eve are thought to bring you good luck? So maybe some black-eyed kind of black-eyed pea.
Like a little
creation.
Hors d'oeuvre? Black-eyed peas on a stick?
Yeah, and you can be listening to the black-eyed peas while consuming black-eyed peas.
We're going to replace the table, the nuts on top of the bar with black-eyed peas.
Yeah, just kernel them up. There you go.
Good idea.
That's a great idea. Salt them up.
Good luck for all.
Good. Thank you so much, Casey, for calling in and letting our listeners know what it would be a fun cocktail to bring in 2014.
Terrific. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. All right. Whew, and what's your before we run out of time here, what's your favorite stupid criminal of the year?
Favorite one of the year, the guy, the famous butt dialing 911.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the 911 butt dial was when they were in the jewelry store robbing the jewelry store. So that was my favorite.
That was your favorite?
They were stealing diamonds from the jewelry store and he happened to butt dial 911. Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
I don't know. I like the guy that saw his own mugshot on Facebook and decided to comment on it and the cops caught him because he was commenting on, he was a criminal on the loose called Sin Demon and he looked like, he had like tattoo little horns on his head.
Okay.
And they apparently put up his mugshot and he wasn't happy with the mugshot.
Because
he
was wanted. This is why they posted it.
This was a wanted individual and the police, I'm trying to think of where it was. It probably was Florida.
it's the default state for crazy criminals.
It was Sin Demon.
He's wanted. They post his mugshot on Facebook?
Yes, on
somewhere
Facebook.
Out there, and he didn't like it.
Didn't
so he's
like
making
it.
Comments, and they tracked him down?
Yes, they got him through the his postings. He was in New Hampshire is where it was.
That's the king right there.
That one won for
I'll
me.
Give the diamonds guy second place because I will bow down to the king. That is the one.
Yep.
Do we have any new ones for this year before this year's out?
You know, I don't. I think I just went back to find the ones that I thought were more fun with.
That can't be topped.
Exactly.
We'll just leave it right there. So as long as we're talking about New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, KPCW presents a little comedy because I think nothing says welcome New Year like some comedy. So NPR presents Capital Steps, Politics Takes a Holiday. It's a one-hour comedy special brought to you by NPR. And I thought, you know what? We got to have this. So it'll be 9 a.m. And that will replace the public affairs hour because then, so you don't have to pay attention. So it'll be a little comedy on KPCW, January 1st, 9 o'clock, Capital Steps.
There we go.
It's comedy.
It's funny. And it's right here on your radio station, 91.9 FM, KPCW, only on KPCW, only in Park City. I wanted to share our last Fun Friday fact for everybody in the New Year's found. Do you know how much that big ball, the Waterford Crystal Ball?
The one in New York?
Yes. So they've been doing they've been doing the dropping of the ball since 1907, 3 years after the New Year's Eve celebration at Times Square. Officials lowered this ball. It was in 1907. It weighed 700 pounds, was made of iron and wood.
1907 was the first year?
1907 was the first year because there was a ban on fireworks in 1907. So to signify the new year, they decided to do that big crystal ball. Well, at that point, it was iron and wood. Now, guess it has 32,256 LED lights, 2,668 Waterford crystals, all right? And guess how much it weighs?
I can't even guess.
11,875 pounds.
How do they get up there with the big crane and pieces?
I don't know. I mean, that is one huge ball.
That's giant.
That is giant.
That is a good Fun Friday fact.
And we wanted to thank Julius Caesar for making January 1st our new year. He's one that set it off.
So we should send a thank you gift.
Yeah, just send Caesar a little
something.
Tonight
is the gallery stroll, so go. Go to the gallery stroll on Main Street.
On Main Street. Hey, we want to thank our sponsors, Zermatt Resort and Spa, the Homestead Resort, Foothill Oriental Rugs, Wasatch Pub and Squatters Pub and Brewery, Summit County Business Directory, and of course, San Francisco Design and Prudential Real Estate.
Fabulous. Thanks for a great year.
Thank you
so much. I had quite a few laughs, but none like the one that brought me to tears today.
Yes, it has been a fun year. I can't wait to see what Fun Friday brings in 2014. Have a happy and safe New Year's. And if you are going to go out and drink, do not think to make our stupid criminal list by driving.
No.
Please take a cab, take a bus.
Stay at a fabulous hotel.
Stay at a fabulous hotel, but do not make the stupid choice of drinking and driving. Have a safe New Year.
Thank you.